This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You know, I'm not using this as a, hey, let's all make fun of Brian Kilmeade. You know, he's going to steal his own legacy. But there's a larger story here. Yapping puppy Brian Kilmeade lashes out at Steve Bannon after he loses nearly two-thirds of Tucker's audience in less than 1 week. Well, Kilmeade was never going to maintain an audience. Especially, you go from Tucker Carlson to Kilmeade, it's like going from, well, there's no need to make the analogies here. As I said, Brian Kilmeade is like a guy that bats 150. And you keep seeing him in the starting lineup. Why is there a guy batting 150 in my starting lineup? And the old guy used to bat 350. The old guy was batting 350, like about to get a triple crown. Tucker Carlson, like MVP player, and then he's out, and now Kilmeade 150, and you know he can't even make the sack bunt. So you get the point. But this isn't about hopping on the you know, making fun of Brian Kilmeade train. Anybody who's paid attention knows that. Kilmeade is about as inspiring as a wet blanket. But, no, he goes after Bannon. He goes on a podcast. And he says, in response to his failed stint on Tucker Carlson, and by the way, they're going to replace Kilmeade next week. They just know Kilmeade is the yes man. He'll do what he's told. That's why he got that job. For the meantime, in response to his failed stint on Tucker Carlson, Brian Kilmeade told reporters, "We don't have to change Fox News to make Steve Bannon happy." And you see, it's comments like that, Brian, that just show how disconnected you are from the people that would be in your audience and how disconnected you are from reality. It's not about making Steve Bannon happy. Steve Bannon could not even exist, and the story would still be the same. Nobody would be watching you. What Steve Bannon represents is the new conservative movement, the new populist movement, which wants to listen to talk show hosts that aren't afraid to push boundaries, aren't afraid to go into uncharted waters, and aren't afraid to call out the establishment criminals for what they are. I don't know if Kilmeade is interested in any of those things, but he doesn't get it. You're right. You guys don't have to change Fox News to make Steve Bannon happy. Not that that would even be the story. What you're really saying is, we know the Fox News audience is pissed that we fired Tucker Carlson, and we don't care. That's what you're really saying, isn't it? I wonder how the executives at Fox would feel about that. Yes, we know Tucker Carlson was number one. We know he was what made us the number one rated news channel on cable. And we know that's who you guys really want, and you're mad we fired him, but we don't care. Well, how's that going to go, Kilmeade? Well, you're out. Why don't you just tell it like it is? They censored Tucker Carlson because he was a little too real for Fox News. And even though he kind of put some governors on himself, even though he would kind of hold himself back, you were probably getting like 80% Tucker Carlson power on Tucker Carlson tonight. Oh, now he's going to ramp it up to 90%, maybe even 100%. Look out then. But you're right. Fox News doesn't have to make its audience happy, and they won't have an audience. So there you go. That's how that works. Pretty simple stuff, really. But you see, you notice the attitude from Kilmeade, and that's the elitist attitude. Well, we're Fox News. We're more important than you anyway. We don't need you. Well, maybe they don't. Maybe they don't. I'm sure Kilmeade has made millions of dollars for himself. I don't know any Brian Kilmeade audience members or fans. If he didn't have Fox News, I don't know if he would even exist. But you see, it's that elitist attitude. It's that elitist attitude. We don't even need our audience. We don't even care about our audience. Well, why is that? Because you're going to get the billions of dollars from big pharmaceutical companies no matter what, and you're still going to get the big Hollywood ad buys and everything else that you guys get? How can you even say that? I mean, imagine if Alex Jones was like, I don't need my audience. I don't need my audience. No, it's the exact opposite here. We do need our audience. We do love our audience. But see, that's because we don't have this elitist, we're talking down to you, we're dictating the worldview to you.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular ever happened. They've got quadrillions in stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believe they control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, your financial support, while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
Three times deported Mexican who shot neighbors described by media as Texas man. This has actually led to a new phenomenon. I'll break down in a second. Texas mass shooter Francisco Oropesa is previously deported illegal alien. Manhunt still underway. $80,000 reward. Now, okay, so the media doesn't want you to know that it's an illegal immigrant that did the mass shooting. So, oh, a mass shooting. The media should be all over it and coming for the guns. Why not this one? Because the shooter is doesn't really fit the narrative. And they want you to think it's a Texas man. It's not. But so, what's been going on, and I don't have this in front of me, guys. If you can pull up Greg Abbott's Twitter account or some of the responses. So, Greg Abbott this weekend released a statement on this and basically was like, look, we've got a killer on the loose. We need help identifying and finding him. $50,000, I guess it's up to $80,000 now. And all Greg Abbott does in this public release is a statement of facts. We had a mass shooter, five victims, illegal immigrant, this is the identity, please help us find them. And all the Democrats and liberals are responding, and they're saying, how dare you make this about illegal immigration? How dare you, you bigot? This is your fault because of the guns. And it just shows you how deranged the left has become. And it truly is true. Democrats hate the truth. They really hate the truth. Why is it that you get so upset? It was an illegal immigrant that killed people. Why can't I say that? Is that they want to say that that's hate speech and they want to ban it? Why? Why can't you tell the truth that that was an illegal immigrant that shot and killed five people? Why can't you say that? Why are they so mad at Greg Abbott for saying that? It's a fact. So God forbid Greg Abbott wants to stop a mass murderer who's on the loose. God forbid Greg Abbott wants to stop the border surge that's brought tens of thousands of known criminals into the country. God forbid Greg Abbott want to do that. And God forbid he use the word illegal immigrant. Oh, my Lord. No, we need to be good liberals. We need to be good Democrats. We want more criminals on the streets. We want more mass shooters. We want more drug overdoses. That's the logical conclusion. Chicago officials say city facing humanitarian crisis amid renewed illegal surge. No, 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 no. You wanted to be a sanctuary city. You asked for the illegal immigrants, and now you got what you asked for, and you don't like it. When is this phenomenon going to catch on? Notice all the liberals, oh my gosh, my energy bill, my gas bill, the gas price at the pump is going up. That's what you asked for. Oh my gosh, the city of San Francisco and Chicago and New York and LA are becoming criminal hellholes. Criminals are running the streets, running wild. That's what you voted for. Oh my gosh, we've got so many illegal immigrants in our city and we got nowhere to put them. What are we going to do? That's what you promoted. You always hate the taste of your own medicine. Oh, liberals getting censored on Twitter. Liberals getting fact-checked on Twitter and they hate it. Oh, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, I thought. New evidence exposes ties between Mexican cartels and Chinese Communist Party. Nice. But of course, if the Chi-Coms need to sneak someone into the country, ring, they're calling up their buddies in the Mexican drug cartels. I don't know why. They could just call up the White House. Oh, that's right. They already did. Oh, how does this story go? Joe Biden, foreign agent of the Chinese Communist Party. Joe, we need you to open the southern border. Joe Biden, yes, sir, you got it. You own my ass. You own me and my son, Hunter Biden. You guys are our business partners. So we'll open the southern border for you. Okay. Then the Chi-Coms call their friends in the Mexican cartels and they say, all right, we got some guys coming in. We got some Chinese nationals coming in. Need you guys to get them over that border we just opened. And then they make that happen. And they're always above their own laws, by the way. They're always above their own laws. Ex-Fugees rapper Praz Michael, who funneled $800,000 to Obama's campaign in 2012, found guilty and schemed to help China influence the U.S. government. Wow, but nobody's going to make a big fuss of that because it's Obama. DOJ fights to stop Gu Wangu from testifying in Praz Michael's channel. Yeah, they don't want the Chinese whistleblower to go on record about the CCP in front of the Department of Justice. That would look really bad on Joe Biden, who is a foreign agent in the White House, so they don't want that guy to be testifying. And apparently they didn't want that guy out of Israel, the whistleblower out of Israel, the Biden crime family whistleblower, disappeared 2 weeks ago. He's about to go on record, blow the whistle on Joe Biden. Now he's disappeared. Nobody knows where he is. You know, we know about the Clinton body count. Are we about to have a Biden body count next? Is that the story? Is that how this is going to go? Meanwhile, private calendar reveals convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein met with Biden's CIA spy chief and other leftist individuals after sex crimes convictions. They all knew. Epstein papers expose his elite contacts. Documents have reportedly shown that the sex offender set meetings with future CIA chief, an Obama aide, and a Rothschild banker. Future CIA Director William Burns, banker Ariana de Rothschild, and an ex-aide to U.S. President Barack Obama are among the noteworthy people who had meetings with financier Jeffrey Epstein after he was publicly registered as a child sex offender, according to a newly unearthed trove of documents from the late financier. Financier. Stories at Infowars.com. And remember, it was J.P. Morgan Chase running Epstein's accounts while this is all going on. And look, does a sex trafficker get bank accounts? Does a sex trafficker get access to bank accounts? I mean, you're flirting with some serious stuff here. And the general consensus was, yes, everybody can get access to a bank account, even criminals. Oh, but wait a second. Now, so industrial level international sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein gets to have a bank account, but the Trump supporter that posted something on social media doesn't, but the Proud Boy that likes to drink beer on Fridays doesn't, So, oh, if you have the wrong political views, if you have the wrong political stances, if you have the wrong political speech, you can get your bank account removed like Laura Loomer. But, hey, just sex traffic some children internationally like Jeffrey Epstein and you'll be fine. You'll be fine. And now it just shows the power. First Republic Bank, which was reportedly about to collapse. First Republic Bank taken over by FDIC and sold to J.P. Morgan. Largest lender to collapse since 2008. Amazing stuff. So First Republic Bank was about to collapse, folks, and they had to do something about it. They couldn't have another banking collapse under Joe Biden, so they just had it absorbed by J.P. Morgan. But this is just like passing a hot potato around, or this is just like passing a ticking time bomb around. I mean, the thing is going to blow up eventually. So they're trying to stave off these bank runs, and they'd love to switch us over to a central banking digital currency before the collapse. But how many times are they going to pass this hot potato and this ticking time bomb before it blows up in their face?
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Biden administration has us closer into a nuclear conflict or a world war situation than any time in recent history. And there are some developments here. And sadly, it seems the best case scenario that we have in front of us to avoid war is... I mean, I don't want to be alarmist here, but... a collapse of the U.S. dollar. I mean, you're already seeing the United States slide down the totem pole of international respect and power under Joe Biden with things like the BRICS system getting popular and expanding. But there has been another push from Ukraine, and so the situation is only getting hotter now, but it's not going so well, unfortunately, for the Ukrainians. Polish general says Poland can no longer supply Ukraine with ammunition. Warns Russia has the resources to continue the war. And so Poland was the most gung-ho country in the West, if you will, in Europe more specifically, that was really gung-ho about the war with Ukraine, or the war with Russia in Ukraine, rather, and supporting Ukraine, however that meant. And, of course, you know, Poland does have a history with Russians, and so there's something there. That's why it was probably Zelensky, or he's not even smart enough to do it, his CIA handlers that said, hey, we're going to false flag Poland, send a missile into Poland, blow it up, blame Russia. Well, they tried that. They failed. It ended up being Ukraine got caught. Blowing up Poland, and so they almost started a war over a false flag. They failed, thank God. Same thing happened with the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, thank God. So you had two attempted false flags to start World War III, folks. This is not a game. I mean, like, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I mean, we got bailed out big time. They don't do this stuff for fun. They don't blow up the Nord Stream 2 pipeline for fun, folks. That was an act of war. That was a false flag to start a war, and they failed. Thank God. And you see, you got the American media wanting you to hate Vladimir Putin. And the truth of the matter is, thank God for Vladimir Putin's patience. I don't even know what the right word would be. Steadiness. I mean, restraint, probably the best word. Because this is out of control. Blowing up Russian pipelines, false flagging Poland. I mean, the sanctions they tried haven't worked at all, so that's no big fuss. But you understand, there's kind of two Russias right now. And there's the Russia that likes Putin and likes what he's doing and thinks he is the best leader for Russia, which is the majority of Russians, actually. That's the vast majority of Russians want peace. But they support Putin's wars. But then you've got the second Russia, and these are the ones that you don't want to mess with, okay? These are the types of people that don't have the restraint, let's say. And some of the generals behind Putin or some of the people that might be waiting in the wings to take over for Putin, folks, they probably just would have said, no, we're just going to go ahead and bomb the United States. They just blew up our pipeline. Just go ahead and bomb them. That's how they would have felt. Oh, they're going to false flag us in Poland? Let's just go ahead and bomb them then. Let's go ahead and blow up a ship. So no, Putin's restraint and patience should be talked about a lot more. But no, we're supposed to hate Putin and we're supposed to be at war with Putin. But so, okay, getting back to the Poland situation. Poland was the most supportive country in Europe for Ukraine. That's why they false flagged Poland. That's why Biden went and gave that war speech in Poland. And if they're still not winning the hearts and minds over in Poland, and rational minds are saying, you know what? We may not like Russia, and hell, we might even have this little itch to fight Russians, but there's no victory for Poland here. We're out. We're out. And then you had the document leaks, and more is getting learned from this, how the Biden administration lied to the media about the war, how the Biden administration lied to our foreign allies about the war. And imagine how sick the mainstream media is. The Biden administration lied to you in, should we stop saying mainstream media? Because they're not anymore. The Biden administration lied to the regime media. The Biden administration lied to the state-run media, and they didn't even care about war. They lied to you about war. They lied to you about the safety and effectiveness of vaccines, and none of you even care because they like it. U.S. general warns Russia actually winning conflict in Ukraine. Despite Western media reports that Ukraine is on the verge of victory against Russia, the opposite is actually true. U.S. Army General Christopher Cavoli told Congress last week. Yeah. General Cavoli explained in testimony to the House Armed Services Committee on Wednesday of last week that the degradation of the Russian forces was grossly misrepresented by the media. Much of the Russian military has not been affected by the negativity, affected negatively by this conflict. And again, that all came out with the classified document leak a couple weeks ago, and the mainstream media got lied to about it, the U.S. people got lied to about it, and it's just like, oh, well, okay. Yeah, our government lies to us into wars, and we just accept it. Russian official, Ukrainian drones strike Crimea oil depot. And that's really kind of the focal point here. But Russia's not going to lose Crimea, so, I mean, what are you going to do? Well, I guess they're going to drone their oil depot. So that's Western-backed. That's CIA-backed. It's just more attacks against Russia. And really, all this is doing is strengthening Russia and China's relationship, because what else is Russia going to do? The U.S. keeps attacking them. The U.S. keeps attacking them. The CIA keeps attacking them using these proxy groups. And so Putin basically has two choices, and that's either go to war with America or call up China and say, you know, hey, I'm getting blasted over here. Can you help me out? And China says, all right, let's do this BRICS thing. Let's start doing deals in the yuan, and let's start doing gas deals, and let's turn on our coal plants, and let's turn on our energy sources. And the U.S. can basically just spontaneously combust and try to explode in all of our faces, but we'll kind of set up our own infrastructure, and Russia will include you in this so you can survive too. Life in Ukraine's trenches gearing up for a spring offensive. Key nations sit out of U.S. standoff with Russia and China, leaks show. Yeah, it's not, the media's like, folks, they don't have the support for this war like they want you to believe they have. And then the situation in Taiwan is the real one. Chinese Scorpion combat drone circles Taiwan, because mostly whatever happens to Ukraine is not going to impact us. Taiwan will. U.S. arms warplanes with bunker-busting bombs and message to Iran. Iran TV airs footage of commandos seizing U.S.-bound tanker. So there's a whole, you know, it's just, it's so odd to the left that really hates America and tells you the colonizers and everything. And then it's like this actual power structure forming against America that they claim to hate, and they just don't get it.
Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Brainforce Plus is great. Brainforce Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
You know, I got cut off by the last break. I couldn't finish that thought, but I find it ironic that I've listened to the American left, the anti-establishment American left, more specifically, my entire life, really fueled by the Bush years, with this true, I mean, disposition might be the friendliest term to use, but specifically during the Bush years, and you still hear him talk like this, America, the colonizer nation, the expansionist nation, the war criminal nation, and this was all you would hear from the American left under Bush, and they really would promote this concept, this idea that the United States is evil and the most evil government and country in the world. And look, they had some fair points, and you could hear that out and have a conversation. But then what happened? Well, Barack Obama got in and was worse than Bush and started more wars than Bush and expanded the wars more than Bush and drone striked more than Bush. And so that kind of the anti-war left kind of had to shut up, didn't they? Because their guy Obama, that they voted because he ran against the Bush wars, and then he got on and expanded them even worse, and now it was like, oh, crap, like, yeah, we claimed we were anti-war, but actually we're kind of pro-war, aren't we? I guess we should shut up about that. But what is my point? Yeah, there is no doubt the U.S. government is evil. That doesn't mean that the people, we the people that are supposed to be the country, we're not evil. The ideas of America are not evil. If anything, they're inspiring. But no, the American left used to understand and be against the military-industrial complex. The American left used to understand and be against all of the foreign conflicts that we got involved in. Now they love them. And when you actually have world leaders standing up against it now, they're nowhere to be found. What has happened? What has happened? But I digress. We continue to wait. What is the story with the Trans Shooters Manifesto? They've been telling us they're going to release this for over a week now. Still no manifesto. So what is going on? Are they redacting the manifesto? Are they censoring the manifesto? Or are they just writing it themselves right now at the FBI? Nashville police to release manifesto of trans shooter they recovered from her vehicle. They just buried that story. So when it's a leftist mass shooter, they don't want you to know about it. When it's an illegal immigrant mass shooter, they don't want you to know about it. When it's a black mass shooter, they don't want you to know about it. But if it's a young, deranged, white, or not even white, if it's a young, deranged, non-black mass shooter, then it's all over the news. The picture is plastered all over the news. They're running coverage 24 hours on that day, bleeding it into the next day, and they want you to know all about it and that it's your fault because you have a Second Amendment, and so therefore it's the guns that are the problem. We need to get rid of the guns. So they selectively choose which mass shootings they use for their political agenda. So it's pretty obvious the situation with the Nashville mass shooter. This was a deranged lunatic that fell for the left-wing propaganda, tried to change genders, wanted to kill herself, but because she fully drank the Kool-Aid of the American left, she figured, I mean, this is the sick logic, folks, but this is the truth. Why should I just kill myself? I might as well kill some other people and take them with me on the way out. That's what the text messages reveal. And at this point, can we even trust the manifesto? Why would I trust the manifesto released a month later? Tell me that. I'm already a skeptic. And now you're going to release this manifesto months after the event? I'm sorry. I'm extremely skeptical and untrusting of that for obvious reasons. I've already seen enough in the disclosed text conversations from the friend that this was a deranged leftist lunatic, fell for the leftist trans propaganda, wanted to commit suicide, but said, hey, because of what the left told her, that Christians hated her because, or Christians hated him or her, or whatever it was, because of their trans ideology, that she needs to go kill Christians. Obviously, that's what happened. She wanted to kill herself. She wasn't happy. Just like most liberals. Misery loves company. But she figured, I might as well kill some Christians on my way out because they did this to me. So you see, that's what the left does. They take groups of people so commonly referred to as minorities. They take these groups of people, whether it's a black community or whether it's the trans community, and they take you and they isolate you and they say, there's your enemy. And so for black Americans, they isolate you and they say, white man is your enemy. And then they politically agitate and they politically energize black Americans against white people, but really it's against their political opposition, the Republican Party, at the end of the day. Same thing with the trans community. They isolate the trans community, and then they say, there's your enemy, the Christian. They want you dead. And then what happens? Well, the trans person snaps and goes and kills a bunch of Christians. So always remember, whatever the left is accusing you of, they are doing. The Democrat Party is the largest hate group and the largest terror organization in the history of the United States of America. And the sooner we rid ourselves of this scourge, the sooner we rid ourselves of this cancer, we might have a chance of preserving this nation and restoring it. But until we can recognize that for what it is, we have no choice. I mean, folks, they want to shut off your gas. New York set to pass first statewide law banning gas and new construction. You understand? This is cheap, easy energy that you can have in your house. And they don't want you to have it. These sick bastards. These control freaks. Folks, how do you think this is going to go in the winter when you don't have a gas pipeline into your house and you have nothing but electricity? You're not going to be allowed to put your thermostat any higher than like 65 degrees. And so in the winter, you'll be freezing because you caused climate change. See? And then in the summer, you'll be dying of heat, and they won't let you turn your thermostat below 77. If they even let you have control over your climate in the house. If they even give you that. Do you understand what an attack on your basic access to cheap energy is when they turn off your gas, when they shut down your gas car? Not only does it give them the control mechanism to flip a switch and either shut down your electricity or turn it on, folks, you can't do that with the gas pipeline. They have to come out and physically turn the valve. They have to come out and physically shut it off. That's why they don't want the gas. I mean, it couldn't be more obvious if they came and smacked you in the face with it. And they are. That's why they're banning gas vehicles. That's why they're banning gas in the home now. This is all about total slavery. This is all about total control. But they lie to you and they say it's because we're causing global warming and carbon emissions and all this other crap. And so they're just going to price you out of existence, and they're just going to shut down your access to energy, and you're just going to have to learn how to live in a third world regressive hellhole, because this is what liberals want.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, last segment with me. Paul Joseph Watson takes over on the other side for an hour, and then Gerald Celente, but then I'll be back hosting the War Room today. Still plenty of news and video clips to get to. And I don't want the last subject to get lost in the sauce here. The EU just made emissions even more expensive. We've been warning folks, it's all about pricing you out of existence. So you notice how slowly and surely your electricity bill goes up, your gas prices go up, just slowly, like the frog in the boiling water, slowly increasing until you can't afford it anymore. But then they'll offer you something like the microchip in your arm or the smart meter in your house, and hey, look, you can get money off. In fact, they're already doing that. Is it New York? Somewhere they're already saying you get a $50, I think it's like a monthly rebate, $50 monthly rebate to get the smart meter installed in your house. And you're thinking, oh, this is great. I can't afford my energy, but now I might be able to. So they increase your energy. It's like $50 a month more than you were paying before. And maybe you can't afford it. You're on a tight budget, especially if you're living in New York City or one of these other Democrat hellholes. Austin is getting unbelievably expensive. Same deal. So it's like, oh my gosh, I don't know how I'm going to be able to afford my bill anymore. I mean, folks, I know people that do well, and they live modest lives, and they're now having to make tough choices and either move out of the city or sell a car or do something just to try to pay the bills in Austin. And it's not nearly as bad as a New York or a San Francisco. But see, oh, now your gas bill is, you know, $50, $100 more a month. And so they say, oh, well, you can't afford your energy anymore. How about this? We'll give you a $50 rebate, but you just got to install this smart meter. And then they control the energy into your home. And then all of a sudden, you're not allowed in the summer to have your air conditioning lower than 75 degrees. Sorry. And in the winter, you're not allowed to have your heat above 65 degrees. Sorry. Sorry. So that's how this trap is going to be laid out for you. And, of course, we've been warning about this at Infowars.com. And that's why they need us off the air. But we are still here on the air every day. Thanks to your support at InfowarsStore.com. And we take calls a lot here at InfoWars, and what ends up happening so many times, callers just call in and they want to talk about the great products because they've helped change their life. They've helped get them into better health. Maybe they had a family member struggling with something. Nobody could figure out what it was. Nobody could figure out a solution. They tried one of the products at InfoWarsStore.com. All of a sudden, they had a solution there. So I love hearing these stories from the callers. You can also read the reviews. Go read the reviews on the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Guys, pull up the storefront for me here. A bunch of sales are live right now, like Turbo Force Plus, 25% off. But take the Real Red Pill Plus. We've had the Real Red Pill Plus on our store for years now. 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. There's nothing else like it on the market with the pregnenolone and so much more. It's 40% off. But you can go read the reviews. We have certified reviews at InfoWarsStore.com. You can read all the 5-star reviews for yourself. That has a perfect rating. 4.9 average rating. I mean, folks, that's a perfect rating. You can have 100 ratings, and if one of them is a 4-star and the rest are 5-stars, then it's never going to go up to 5. It's always going to be 4.9. 71 feeling 50 or younger from Bell Star. An amazing product I hope is back in stock soon from Alex. Top notch. Take 2 every morning and just watch the results happen from Justin. From Michael, beast mode. Since I've been using other InfoWars Life products for energy, Brain Force Plus, Turbo Force, the Real Red Pill Plus, it took me to the next level. So you can read these reviews for yourself. You can listen to the callers call in about them. I am a product of the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Go check it out. But the Real Red Pill Plus right now, 40% off. Brain Force Plus, Turbo Force Plus, it's all on sale. 25% off Turbo Force Plus right now, by the way. 10 hours, clean energy, Turbo Force Plus. InfoWarsStore.com, the entire InfoWars MD line, 25% off great things like Mushroom Max, CBD Full Spectrum, Libido RX, and so much more. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com, and that's what keeps us independent. All right. You know, let me do this here on the Jones Show. I was going to do this on the War Room, but let's do this here. Because personally, I really like Vivek Ramaswamy. And what I've noticed is when he says things that are kind of not necessarily populist, or when he says things that I just may not agree with, he kind of seems to, he's very intuitive. He's very intuitive, and he's not stubborn like Donald Trump. When Donald Trump says something that's not populist, or Donald Trump says something that most of his supporters disagree with, he's stubborn and he doubles down and he digs in, like with the vaccine. Vivek is not that way, but I'm getting off topic here. Here's some of the statements from him that are why I like him so much as a candidate. Abolish teachers' unions, shut down the Department of Education, and use the money to fund school choice, plus 3 armed security guards in all schools to protect children. Publish curriculum online and cameras in the classroom. I mean, that might be getting a little aggressive, but you know that has the left shaking in their little boots. Revive civic education without apology. I'll do my part as president, but it'll take all of us doing our part. And then he says, day one executive orders, end affirmative action in federal government and for contractors, end federal mandates to measure carbon emissions, abolish federal employee unions, order 50% headcount reduction in every federal agency. Just a small sample of day one, what day one will look like. Sign, seal, and deliver that for me, pretty please. So again, I'm a front runner, and I traditionally am kind of a front runner, but Trump is still the front runner, and probably still the best choice, all things considered. But I wish either he would bring Vivek on as part of his team, or he would just try to adopt some of Vivek's policies, because when it was DeSantis, that was basically, the accusation was DeSantis was plagiarizing Vivek, and Vivek responded. He said, look, telling the truth is not plagiarism, and if somebody has good policy and somebody else wants to repeat that, that's not plagiarism either. So Trump should take that cue and maybe start listening to some of the things Vivek is promoting, because we need Trump to promote it. Vivek doesn't have nearly the size of the platform or the audience that Donald Trump has. I want Trump to say he wants to cut the federal government in half the day he becomes president. Yes, please. That's a good start. That's a good start. And Vivek was on TV with an interview. This was classic right here in clip 18.
But below the age of 18, I think it's perfectly legitimate to say that we won't allow genital mutilation or chemical castrations or puberty blockers.
You're calling it that. Transition. But how do you know it's that? Again, how do you know? Are you confident?
Meet the press with Chuck Turd. How do you know it's genital mutilation? Chuck, they chop the boys' balls off. They chop the girls' breasts off. But how do you know it's genital mutilation? It's the very definition. How do I know you have a shaved head that's partially balding? Because you're right there on camera, Chuck. I'm sorry, it's just ludicrous. How do you know it's genital mutilation? Continue.
But how do you know it's that? Again, how do you know? Are you confident that you know that gender is as binary as you're describing it? Are you confident that it isn't a spectrum?
I am.
You know this as a scientist?
Well, there's two X chromosomes. If you're a woman, an X and a Y, that means you're a man.
There's a lot of scientific research out there. There's a lot of scientific research out there that says gender is a spectrum.
This is clown world.
Chuck, I respectfully disagree. Gender dysphoria for most of our history, all the way through the DSM-5, has been characterized as a mental health disorder, and I don't think it's compassionate to affirm that. I think that's cruelty. When a kid is crying out for help, what they're asking for is, you've got to ask the question of, what else is going wrong at home? What else is going wrong at school? Let's be compassionate and get to the heart of that, rather than playing this game as though we're actually changing our medical understanding for the last 100 years.
I go back to this. If a parent is dealing with a child that has these, that may have these issues, trust me, the parent, the last thing they want to do is consider something like this.
Oh,
but
really,
if
Chuck?
That is what they think could help their child pursue happiness or they're not to kill themselves, why take away that option? Again,
let's mutilate our child so they don't kill ourselves.
So part of why parents now suddenly feel that way, let's ask ourselves that, Chuck, because
we create
a culture.
There's
that
Vivek on with Chuck Turd. More of that, please. Just tell it like it is and don't back down. That's all it is. Tell it like it is and don't back down. Paul Joseph Watson up next.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.